I'm Julia Cohn. I'm the National Director of Research for Planned Parenthood Federation of America, based in our national headquarters in New York City. And I'm going to be talking today about the use of the copper IUD, or IUC, intrauterine contraceptive, beliefs and practices among reproductive health center staff. And this is coming from a project with selected Planned Parenthood health centers. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors here who worked on the project as well as the evaluation. This is not really a disclosure, but an opportunity to thank the Hewlett Foundation for funding the project on which this research is based. And I will be discussing what is technically off-label use of, in this country, the Paragard IUC, intrauterine contraceptive. So I probably don't need to say too much, but the copper IUC is the most effective method of emergency contraception that we have available to us today. If inserted within 5 days of unprotected intercourse, it's 99.9% effective and can provide ongoing contraception for up to 12 years or less, depending on what a woman wants. By comparison, this is clearly much more effective than the estimates that we have for pills. But of course, as Leslie clearly showed us, the IUC is underutilized as emergency contraception, perhaps due in part to gaps in provider knowledge and patient knowledge, attitudes, as well as systems barriers. So we were interested in that. So our objective was to assess practices and beliefs about the use of IUC for EC among health center staff and to determine potential barriers to provision. So this is actually just a sub-analysis of a larger pilot demonstration evaluation. And the survey results that I'll be presenting are from a baseline assessment to that larger demonstration project. We surveyed health center staff from 9 geographically diverse Planned Parenthood health centers who had been chosen to participate in a pilot project to integrate the IUC into emergency contraceptive care. So the survey was administered before the pilot project began as a baseline in October 2013, last fall, and then 6 months later in May 2014, after the clinics had participated for 6 months in this pilot project to integrate IUC for EC. And in a rare event, we actually had more respondents on the post-survey than the pre-survey, I think because people actually knew that the project existed at the post-test and wanted to answer the survey. So we surveyed both clinical and non-clinical staff because really everyone has a role to play in service provision in our health centers. And about one-third were actually clinicians, so physicians or advanced practice clinicians, and the rest were staff like health center assistants, front desk staff, and other clinic support staff. Perhaps not surprisingly, nearly all respondents were female, and they ranged in age from as young as 21 to as seasoned as 65. And some respondents were really new to their health centers. Others had been with Planned Parenthood for a very long time. So I'm not going to go through all of these, but these are some of the kind of, this is kind of a mishmash of knowledge and attitudes. So, but I do want to show some differences that we saw. Those with asterisks were statistically significant. So it's just to mention a few, about half of the respondents agreed at baseline with the statements, clients are receptive to learning about the IUC for EC. And after 6 months of integrating this service into their practices, 83% agreed with this statement. So this was informed by their experience. After actually having done it, they found and agreed that clients were more receptive to this. The next item was also significant. More respondents agreed that clients worry about the side effects of IUC for EC after having participated in the pilot. So they found this to be true in their practice, and this is important to keep in mind as we move forward with similar interventions. And all the way down at the bottom there, before participating in the pilot, just under 20% of respondents indicated that they had some concerns about providing the IUC for EC. And after 6 months, just 2% reported having such concerns. So we can assume that after having provided the service, their concerns had been allayed. So we added a couple more additional items to the post-test based on some of the things that we had heard from our providers. So we heard that some providers worry that most patients already know what they want when they come in for EC, and they just want to get it and get out of there. So we wanted to see how they would respond to this after having counseled about the IUC for EC for a while. And while about half 53% agreed that patients had already decided which method they wanted. About 45% of respondents said disagreed with this statement, suggesting that patients may indeed be open to hearing about all of their options, and that and this was their experience after having counseled about this. Nearly 80% of the respondents agreed that patients reacted positively to the information about IUC for EC, even if they would not choose it as their method. So they were open to hearing about it. And finally, we heard at the beginning of the project that some providers were uncomfortable having to address body mass index and weight as part of their counseling. So I imagine most of us know in this room that there is some concerns about the efficacy of progestin emergency contraception based on weight and BMI, that it may be less effective, and that uloperidol acetate, the Elapil, may also vary in terms of weight, although the verdict's a little still out on that, whereas the IUC weight, BMI, body type does not seem to matter in terms of efficacy. So this was really new for people to actually counsel people about weight and body mass index, and they weren't comfortable necessarily doing it. But by the end of the project, 84% agreed that they were comfortable discussing this with clients. But I think there still may be some work to do with providers around that, and ways to not have to have that conversation by providing accurate information. So that's maybe a potential area. And clearly, at the beginning, we asked whether same-day insertion of IUC for EC was provided at their health center. And before the project, about two-thirds said that it was. And after 6 months, 98% said that they were able to do same-day insertion of IUC for EC. We still have to figure out what's going on with those 2%. And we really wanted to understand, after having participated in this project, what they thought were some of the potential barriers. So we asked them to rate which of the following are the top three barriers, if you had to pick three, to increasing the use of the IUC for EC. And these response options were actually generated from what we heard from our providers throughout the project. So we sort of gave them back to them and asked them, rate these, what are the top barriers? So you'll see there's two real clear winners here, and then a couple other runners up. And by far, the most common response was patients are not interested in the IUC for EC. 67% agreed with that. To me, that's just fine as a barrier. We don't want anyone to get a copper IUD for EC if they don't want it. So that, to me, is a perfectly acceptable barrier. The next one, maybe not so much. Patients are interested but do not want to sit and wait for a procedure. Maybe we have some work to do to make sure that we can fast-track or streamline our services to make sure that we're able to actually allow women to take advantage of this option. The next one, also a perfectly fine barrier, in my opinion. Patients want Mirena or Skyla. They don't want Paragard. And at this point, although research is underway, only Paragard can be used as emergency contraception, or that's where the research is. So if a patient doesn't want a copper IUD, this isn't really an option for her unless she wants to get it and then come back later for Mirena. Maybe not. Maybe not the most popular option. And then finally, 45% also agreed it is difficult to fit in same-day procedures. So again, these are some of these systems issues. And you can see some of the other things. Clearly, the ones at the bottom that were about the staff were not the barriers that they identified. Of course, it was the staff reporting these. So they may think they're doing a great job, and I think that they are, but those weren't the barriers that rose to the top. And then we asked about potential facilitators, which is the title of this session. And what do you think would need to happen or change in your health center, in order to increase the use of copper IUC for EC? And by far, the most common response was related to patient education, that the patients just need to know more about this, but especially education prior to the visit, so that they're not hearing about this for the very first time when they're coming for emergency contraception and are kind of, you know, in a flurry moment. So a lot of people talked about we need to get this message out there before they get to the visit. They need to have heard about it in the waiting room, on our website, other places, so that it's not the first time they're hearing it. It's a lot to take in. And then huge amount of comments related to staffing, either more staffing, which is always the answer to how to solve anything when we ask our providers, more staffing, but also adjustments to staffing, flexibility in staffing. People mentioned maybe having someone designated as sort of the IUC for EC person, that everyone knows that person can kind of drop and be available to do same-day insertion. insertion. And then also related just scheduling, more open scheduling, more floating appointments, floating table visits that can be used and filled in case someone does need this service. So there's a lot of work to do on a systems level too. And then really time, more time to counsel patients. This is new information and people want more time for counseling. So, and again here, the reduced wait time and fast-tracking patients. So these are a lot of things for us to think about, both in terms of education and also how to really adjust our systems to fully integrate this practice. Of course, there's always limitations, and of course, there is absolutely selection bias going on here. These are sites that had already agreed to participate in a pilot project to increase the use of IUC for EC. So we can assume that other clinics that have not chosen to integrate this service would probably have more negative attitudes, maybe less receptive to this practice. Of course, it's also self-reported from staff, so these aren't responses from patients. They're staff talking about patients, right? So we have to acknowledge that. And then, of course, it's a small sample, and it's limited to Planned Parenthood health centers. I think our conclusions are really that, you know, to take away is that staff really report that patients are open to learning about the IUC for EC, even if many will not choose it. And we also heard some people say they may not choose it now, but when they think about it the next time and when they need EC the next time, it won't be new to them and they may be willing to consider it at that time. And that after 6 months of integrating this service into EC care, improvements were seen in staff attitudes and access to same-day insertion. And as I just identified, there really are systems issues related to staffing and clinic flow that really must be addressed to ensure that those clients who do want this option can receive it and can receive it in a timely manner. And that's all. I tried to talk really fast. We don't have it. We don't, you know, I think the research is we recommend away from it, but it's certainly not. We want patients to get what they want, and it may not be the best thing for them, but we would allow certainly patients to get it. Okay.